课堂听 class.com。
Questions 6 through 10. Listen to part of a conversation between two students. They are studying for an economics test.
Okay, so what do we do next?
Why don't we go over the chapter on analysis of costs? That'll be on the test.
Okay.
Let's start with opportunity cost. That part's still confusing to me. I understand fixed cost and variable cost and marginal cost, the cost of producing one more unit of something. I'm sure there'll be a question about that on the test, but I don't get opportunity cost.
Opportunity cost. That's when you have to consider the things you give up when you make a certain decision. You have an opportunity cost when you're forced to choose between different alternatives.
Okay, that sort of makes sense.
Say you want to have your own business. So you open a restaurant. You put in 60 hours a week, but you don't pay yourself wages. At the end of the first year, your restaurant shows a profit of, say, $30,000. Looks pretty good for a small business. But is it really that good? An economist would say no, because you have to count your own labor as a cost, even if you don't get paid. You have to consider that you had alternative opportunities for work, and you have to count that lost opportunity as a cost. You could have taken a job at, say, an accounting firm and earned $50,000 a year. This is the opportunity cost, the earnings you gave up because you decided to open your own business instead.
Okay, so what that means is, if I lost $50,000 by not taking an accounting job, then my restaurant's profit of $30,000 isn't that great after all, at least in an economic sense. Maybe I had more enjoyment, though. I mean, the enjoyment of being my own boss.
Right, but your enjoyment comes with a cost. An economist would say the real profit of your restaurant isn't $30,000. You'd have to subtract the $50,000 opportunity cost of your own labor. When you subtract $50,000 from $30,000, you find you have a net loss of $20,000.
Wow! That means the enjoyment of having my own business cost me $20,000?
Yeah, something like that.
This is really different from what we learned about costs in my accounting class. I think an accountant would say my $30,000 profit made me a viable business. But an economist, if I understand it correctly, an economist would say my business is a loser.
Right. And that's because an economist tries to look at all the factors, all the costs. An economist would count the opportunity cost.
An economist looks at the big picture.
Right. An economist's definition of costs is broader than an accountant's. Opportunity cost is actually a very broad concept. It takes into account the cost of the choices we make. When we choose one thing, we have to give up something else.
That's right. We chose to go to college, so that means we had to give up full-time employment for the time being.
Right. So, how do you measure the true cost of a college education?
Well, it's more than what we pay for in tuition and books. We have to subtract the income we lose by not working full-time.
Yeah. And that's why college is really more expensive than it seems.
Number 6. What are the students mainly discussing? Number 7. How does the man help the woman understand a concept that she finds difficult? Number 8. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Say you want to have your own business. So you open a restaurant. You put in 60 hours a week, but you don't pay yourself wages. At the end of the first year, your restaurant shows a profit of, say, $30,000. Looks pretty good for a small business. But is it really that good?
Why does the man ask this?
But is it really that good?
Number 9. According to the man, how does an economist's view of costs differ from that of an accountant? Number 10. What can be inferred about the true cost of a college education?